Ang 20 taong gulang na si Wahida Samim ay mistulang nasa ganap na edad na kaysa sa kanyang tunay na edad. Ipinanganak siya sa Afghanistan ngunit mahirap ang buhay doon para sa kanyang pamilyang Hazara. Ang minoridad na grupo ay pinagmalupitan at madalas na itinaboy upang manirahan sa napakalayong mga bahagi ng Afghanistan kung saan anya ay kakaunti lamang ang mga pagkakataong makapag-aral.
A lot of us were either forced to become slaves or servants, or we were pushed to very remote central Afghanistan where it's very harsh terrains. So from my memory, and even now, a lot of Hazaras are not educated because of the fact that they've been so isolated and they've been, I guess, so discriminated against.
Ang ama ni Wahida Samim ay napilitang tumakas upang makahanap ng mas mabuting buhay para sa kanyang pamilya. Dumating siya sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng bangka, makalipas ang ilang taon at naglagi ng 7 buwan sa detensyon bago napagkalooban ng pansamantalang visa. Inaabot pa ng maraming taon bago nagkasama-samang muli ang pamilya Samim.
I didn't recognize my dad at all. I had seen pictures of him, had heard stories of him, but people were always talking about how he would do this and he would do that, and they would say that you look exactly like your dad, but I'm like, I don't really know my dad. I have no idea what he looks like.
Si Wahida Samim ay 8 taong gulang pa lamang nang siya ay dumating sa Australia. Bagamat sa simula ay hindi siya nakakapagsalita ng wikang Ingles, naging mataas ang kanyang grado sa paaralan at nagpatuloy ng pag-aaral sa universidad.
Coming to university is kind of a big achievement because my mom never went to school, my dad couldn't finish his degree. So me being able to get the scholarship to go study overseas is really, really big, and I'm really privileged and really lucky.
Si Wahida Samim ay isa sa halos 100 mga mag-aaral na napili para sa intake ng bagong Colombo Plan sa susunod na taon. Ang programang scholarship na pinondohan ng pamahalaan ay magpapahintulot sa kanya na maglagi ng 6 na buwan sa Hong Kong sa panahon ng huling taon ng kanyang commerce degree. Sinabi ng Ministro ng Ugnayan Panlabas, Jolie Bishop, na ito ay tungkol sa pagbubuo ng pakikipag-ugnay ng Australia sa rehiyon ng Indo-Pasipiko.
It's about making young Australians more Asia literate, more aware of our place in the world. And they'll come back after their experience with new perceptions and new perspectives and new ideas and insights, and hopefully language skills and connections and relationships that will no doubt last a lifetime.
Sa ilalim ng orihinal na Colombo Plan, libo-libong mga Asyanong estudyante ang nag-aral sa Australia noong dekada 50, kabilang ang ama ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para sa ugnayang palabas, Penny Wong. Naalala niya ito bilang isang napakalaking pagkakataon.
Well, it was life-changing for Dad. It gave him the opportunity to get a tertiary education. He was the first person in his family to finish school, let alone a person able to go to a university. So it was life-changing for him and ultimately for our family. I wouldn't be here but for the Colombo Plan because, of course, Dad met Mum at university, at the University of Adelaide, and they were married and went back to Malaysia where I was born, and then my younger brother. So, you know, my parents only met because of the Colombo Plan scholarship.
Ang bagong Colombo Plan ay isa na ngayong tinatawag na gateway para sa mga estudyanteng Australiano na makapag-aral sa 40 iba't ibang bansa sa Indo-Pasipiko. Sinabi ni Julie Bishop na ito ay mabilis na lumawak sa kailang mga taon upang mapabilang ang mga internship sa mga higanteng negosyante katulad ng PwC at Deloitte.
We're partnering with businesses and NGOs and even other governments to give our new Colombo Plan students an opportunity to actually work in their workplaces in another country. That's an extraordinary experience for people. The future of our country is in good hands if the new Colombo Plan scholars are any mark of that.
Ngunit walang bipartisang suporta ang programa sa Canberra. Nagpanukala ang Labor para sa pagbawas ng pondo sa nakaraang halalan. Sinabi ni Penny Wong na bagamat sumasang-ayon siya na ang pagbibigay ng pagkakataon sa mga Australiano na magkaroon ng exposure sa Indo-Pasipiko ay tunay na mahalaga, anya muling pag-aaralan ng Labor ang posisyon nito bilang pauna sa susunod na halalan.
Well, look, obviously we've only just had an election. We'll be looking at our policies in the lead up to the next election, and we'll make those announcements in due course. But what I would say is this: engagement with our region is important. Increasing the capability of Australians, the Australian workforce, in terms of knowledge of the region, better language understanding, these are all important economic and social priorities.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.